The disturbing frequency of natural disasters has the insurance industry on red alert about possible links to climate change. A report out this morning from the advisory firm KPMG says climate change is the new normal, with global climate-related losses the fourth highest on record at $76 billion. That means big insurers, in addition to big super funds and central banks, are now factoring climate risk into their investment decisions more than ever. KPMG's insurance partner, Scott Goos, is speaking with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Look, I think it's fair to say that all the major insurers, as well as the Insurance Council of Australia, believe that climate change is present, and it is certainly affecting the level and severity of catastrophic weather events that we're seeing across the Australian countryside.
So given what we're seeing at the moment, it is pretty clear from the insurance industry's point of view that managing climate risk is the new normal.
Absolutely. It is certainly on the forefront of all insurance companies' minds. It is certainly the new normal.
Superannuation funds, major institutions like the Reserve Bank, ASIC and APRA all see climate as a major risk and part of doing business. So what do you say to the climate change deniers?
Look, I think the research is pretty clear that we are seeing increasing temperatures year upon year, and we are seeing the frequency and severity of weather events, which do occur from climate change, increasing. So I think the statistics are there front and centre for everyone to see.
Climate-related losses around the world were $76 billion in 2018, the fourth highest on record. And we're seeing catastrophic bushfires in New South Wales and Queensland, and just yesterday choking smoke in and around Sydney. So what are the actuaries saying? Will we see more events like this?
Look, we'll certainly see more events, and we'll certainly see the cost of these events increasing. So it's both the frequency and a severity double whammy that the Australian public are going to experience from these climate change events.
Just looking back at the smoke event in Sydney yesterday, that just doesn't appear to be normal.
Look, it's interesting you say that. I mean, I had a few Asian colleagues out last week, and they looked out the window of our Sydney office and thought the view was fantastic. I thought it was disgraceful, the amount of smog that was there. But certainly these sort of events do come into the foray when actuaries do their modelling to work out what sort of risks present themselves into the future.
There's been a lot of criticism that state and federal governments and local governments haven't been doing enough to prepare for bushfires, for example. Are our political leaders doing enough?
Look, they're certainly doing stuff. It does take time to work out the best preventative measures that governments and corporations can embrace to stop or cease these sort of events from occurring. And prevention should be the focus rather than actually coming in aftermath and cleaning up the situation.
So in terms of bushfires, you're talking about more backburning, or in terms of floods, greater flood mitigation and more information on flood maps, for example?
Absolutely. Prevention has to be the number one priority for the governments and for corporations, and certainly that's where the attention should be the focus.
As you say, there's now a higher frequency of what you call severe localised events from natural catastrophes because claims are up. So does this mean that insurance premiums will now inevitably rise?
Look, insurance premiums have been going up for the last 5 years continuously, and we expect them to go up again in the next year. It's just a factor that the cost of repairing houses, motor vehicles after these sort of events is continuing to increase, and then there's going to be greater claims costs for insurers.
Should we be seeing more disclosure about climate risk?
Look, disclosure certainly helps people understand it, but we need more action rather than just disclosure.
The insurance industry is facing a range of other headwinds, but one of the big ones is cybersecurity. How tough is it for insurers to stay ahead of the hackers and organised criminals?
Oh, look, it's very tough. No one can stay ahead of the cyber criminals, and you need to be on the front foot to try and keep up with them. But the bar is always rising, so skills and abilities need to rise as well.
KPMG insurance partner Scott Goos speaking with Peter Ryan.